Night Watches by John Macduff. The wisdom of God. His understanding is infinite. Psalm 147, verse 5. How baffling often are God's dispensations. The more we attempt to fathom their mystery, the more are we driven to rest in the best earthly solution. Your judgments are a great deep. But where sin says, all these things are against me, faith has a different verdict. All things are working together for good. This is the province of faith, confidingly to lean on the arm of God and to say, the Lord is righteous in all his ways. We speak of God foreseeing. There is no such thing. The past, present, and future are with him all alike. He sees the end from the beginning. We can discern but a short way, and that short way through a false and distorted medium. In a piece of earthly mechanism, we seldom can discover beauty in the incomplete structure. The mightiest works of science, while in progress, are often a chaos of confusion. It is only when finished we can admire the relation and adjustment of every part to the whole. So also with the mechanism of God's moral administration. At present, how much mystery! But when in the light of eternity we come to contemplate the completion of the mighty plan, how shall we be brought to own and exclaim, the works of the Lord are right? But patience! There may come a time when these dull ears shall scan aright strains that outring earth's drowsy chime, as heaven outshines the taper's light. Believer, are the dealings of your God at present wearing a mysterious aspect to you? Are you about to enter some dark cloud, exclaiming, verily you are a God that hides yourself? Do you fear to enter the cloud? Take courage. It will be with you as with the disciples on their Mount of Transfiguration. Unexpected glimpses of heavenly glory unlooked. For tokens of the Savior's presence and love await you. If your Lord leads you into the cloud, follow him. If he constrains you to get into the ship, obey him. The cloud will burst in blessings. The ship will conduct you, it may be over a stormy sea, to a quiet haven at last. It is only the surface of the ocean that is rough. All beneath is a deep calm, and in every threatening wave there is a needs be. Oh, trust him who is emphatically the wisdom of God. He is your counselor, combining the infinite knowledge of God with the experience and sympathy of man. He thus preeminently knows his client's case. He is pledged to use a discipline most wisely suited for each. O you whose wisdom guides my way, though now it seems severe, forbid my unbelief to say, there is no wisdom here. Lord, if you bend my spirit low, love only I shall see. The very hand that strikes the blow was wounded once for me. Under the blessed persuasion that a day of disclosures is at hand, when in your light I shall see light, I will trust the wisdom I cannot trace and repeat each night. As the shadows of evening gather around me, until the nights of earth's ignorance vanish before the breaking of an eternal day, I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night watches. Psalm 63, verse 6.
Thank you.